Okay, so you arrive in 20 Abbotsford Place, and did you stay there when you came?
Yeah, I stayed there, and then they arranged a job for me. Maybe I was just in Glasgow, maybe 1 or 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And they arranged a job for me at a Jewish firm, Behmen Brothers, at Ritchie Street. It's only recently they pulled the building down. It was a furniture place, they're making wardrobes and like tables and things like that. And I worked there for a wee while because I could converse with them. They spoke Yiddish. There were three brothers, you know. I worked with them for a while.
So what did you think of Scotland when you came? You were brought up in a small...
Oh, it's completely different, you know.
Yeah.
Number one, as soon as you tea with milk in it, you know, it's never heard of. Lemon tea, yes, but yeah. Never know. But then, of course, when you come to Britain, you look out the window in the train. Always remember a lot of green fields and, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing how quick you pick up the language, you know.
So what about the Jewish community? Did you start to mix with the Jewish community? Did you make friends?
Oh yes, I joined the Maccabi. I was in the Maccabi in Germany, in Königsberg. Maybe they didn't have a Maccabi, but when I got to Königsberg, because I enjoyed my sports in the schools, so I went to the Maccabi.
Whereabouts was Maccabi in Glasgow?
Turriff Street.
Turriff Street.
Uh-huh. I've still got the original badge.
Yes.
And photographs. And Laurie, my pal, he's got a few photographs of the Maccabi, you know. It was just a wooden hut.
Was it next to the Talmud Tower?
Next to the Talmud Tower, yeah, the ground.
But it was a hut?
It was just a wooden hut.
Okay.
And a great time. We used to go there about 2-3 times a week. We had a gym team. We used to get displays and everything.
So who was your pal? You mentioned a name. Who was your pal?
Well, it was Laurie Sless, Harry Matavsky. He owns a tire place. You know him, no?
Oh.
Fieldman, A.B. Fieldman, the young dentist. He died when he was only in his 20s. Ellis, instructor. He was an instructor in the army, and then when he came out, he took the class. And unfortunately, he was only in this very fit, powerful guy. Went to dance in the plaza and just died. Collapsed on the floor. He was so fit, unbelievable.
So how long did you stay in Abbotsford Place? Did your mum ever move on to get her own place?
Oh, yes.
Where did you stay then?
In Portland Street.
Oh, right.
You never left the Gorbals.
You never left the Gorbals. So my mum was working in the Jewish Institute. What do you remember about the Jewish Institute? I mean, we hear much about the Jewish Institute.
I didn't go to it because although we stayed across the road.
Uh-huh.
But also during the war, obviously you mixed with non-Jewish people as well.
Uh-huh.
Did you feel self-conscious about speaking with a German accent, or what they would have seen as a German accent and that kind of thing?
No, no problem.
What stage were you at when the war ended? Were you still working?
I was driving for a Hollish contractor.
Yes.
That was my sort of last job, but I don't sort of remember details about
it.
But
and when the war ended, were there family that you had left in Europe, you know, cousins or aunts and uncles? Were you?
Yes, well, yeah.
Did you know what had happened to them? Or?
Yeah, I remember when my mother mentioned that my father got... No, my father was in the German army in the First World War. And as I said, she got a note. Always stuck in my mind that he got killed in Dachau. So anything, any business, anything, I left it to my mother.
Can you tell me, you mentioned your wife before. Where did you meet your wife?
At that club in
the refugee club?
Yeah.
And what was your wife's name?
Roseanne Kent. She wasn't Jewish.
Uh-huh.
That's another story.
But she was at the refugee club. Uh-huh. So where was the refugee club open to?
Oh, anybody ever there? A lot of communist people used to go up there.
Yes?
Yes. It was, it's a place to go to. The cafe's shut at 9:30. So did the pubs, actually.
And what time was the refugee club open till?
Well, we came out of Locarno.
It was still
my
open.
My pal and I at 11.
And it was still open.
The time we walked up to Turkey Hall Street, it was still open.
It was still open.
And my wife's mother was in the kitchen making the tea, and my wife, she was only 15, She told me a lie. She says she was 18. Never told me the truth since.
And when did you get married? When did you get married?
1951.
Good. And so you were in the Territorial Army, and did you ever encounter anti-Semitism when you were in the Territorial Army?
Oh, yes. Because we were in Germany, and I was driving the truck and had some boys with me doing some job. And the boy said, we need fags going in the pub. I says, aye, okay. So you take bits out of the engine so that they can nick the car. So the boys went in to pack the car, the truck. And I walked in, and there was two young German boys sitting at the bar, you know. And I walked in, and I could hear them. They were slagging the British Army.
Yes.
They didn't know I had them when I came in. So I went behind them. Went like that. I says, look, I says, in German, I says, we beat you twice in the war. So I says, shut up. Okay. Well, there were certain places in the town we weren't allowed to go there. They were still running about with jackboots and all that, you know.
In Germany?
In Germany.